presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hi everybody, this is Alisa Yen, who's starting to be on YouTube, and after almost 1 freaking month of illness, started out with influenza, and I decided not to get the flu shot because it's 20% effective, so whatever, and I'm lazy. And then COVID, and then I was well for a while, and then a secondary bacterial pneumonia. So this is like, finally over the last few days, I'm starting to feel human. So thank you guys for bearing with me and all that kind of stuff. We do have Amanda at AmandaHoldernis.com. And yes, of course, we have a lovely boy. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Eric.
Hi. I love you both. Hi, Mom. Love you.
So unless, Eric, you have anything to say, well, Eric, do you have anything to say?
So today, Eric and I, we did a lot of work with angels. That's kind of how he reached out to me. And so what his just little message was to try connecting with your angels more, welcome them in. You do have to welcome them in and thank them for their presence in your life. So just encouragement to reach out to your angels and connect. It's all about connection.
That's so important. A lot of people don't even think to ask their guides, their guardian angel, or anybody, or Eric for help.
They don't. They need to be asked.
Why is that?
Physical world. We don't think about it. He says we don't think about it. So this is just a reminder. You need to write it down at your computer desk. Write it on a sticky note. Thank you, angels, for reminding me that you're there, for reminding me about your presence in my life. And then also, a big thing is worthiness, too. He says there's an issue with worthiness. People are thinking that they're not worthy of a connection. They are. You're so worthy. So believe it to be true. You can connect with your angels.
Of course. Now, I have a personal question about Atlantis Scalar. I've had a couple of people that said, oh, my God, the initial effects were amazing. But then it fades off after a couple of weeks. Why is that? Because I do have language like to not let it regress or degrade or diminish or reverse, et cetera. So what's going on there?
So he shows me blocks. So when you were talking about that, he gave me blocks that were kind of from the ground up, kind of going upwards. So to me, that indicates they had they've got something else going on in their life that's creating blocks with the energy. He's just saying keep doing what you're doing, but it could be blocks for them individually. Everyone's going to have their own experiences, is what he's saying. But some people may have blocks and may have their own, he's saying people may have their own shit going on in their own life that could be causing issues.
Yeah.
Interference.
All right. But there's nothing more I can do to help?
No, Mom.
All right. Well, let's
you're a fixer, but no.
I know. I want to help everyone. Okay. Can we take callers now? Amanda?
Let's do it.
All right, we got somebody from the 631 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Oh, hi, this is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi, Suzanne. Where are you calling from, sweetie? What town?
I'm calling from Long Island, and I just wanted to ask about love life. Do you see me meeting someone and having a relationship?
Love it. Good.
All right, love life for Suzanne, meeting someone. All right, Eric. When there's silence, I'm listening, so bear with me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Absolutely, there's someone out there for you. Now, timelines can be a little bit tricky. Open, he's just talking about like really putting yourself out there and being open to new experiences, maybe even a little bit out of your comfort zone. He's talking about comfort zone. As far as timeline, months?
No, nothing.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do you have any practical advice for her? Like go out and take a yoga class or a samba class or go to the local.
Oh, I don't want to do all that.
I've been there, done that.
I just want to meet somebody and not over 6 months and not getting any younger. It's like I've done meetups and stuff. It's not fun. You go out with a bunch of women and you come home.
No, but I mean, well, maybe Eric has some advice on how you can cross paths with this future love.
Right.
Eric, do you?
It may not be, he's saying it may not be in the next 6 months. So you need to have some patience. I know that's
it
hard.
It is, I give up then, because I'm not waiting over 6 months. I'm 62 years old. I'll give
there
up like
there's someone else.
Thing.
Yeah,
Lyric,
it will
Lyric.
Happen. It genuinely
yeah.
will happen. You just need to, I know it's
hard
to have.
I don't want a 70-year-old woman I have to take care of. No, I'd rather
right.
be alone.
Right.
Oh, well, okay, what does she need to do? Give me something practical, Eric. You're losing her.
He says it's going to happen. He's throwing his hands up in the air, and he's like, it's going to happen, and it's time. It's not the right time yet. It will happen, though.
Why not? Nothing is going wrong here. Why not now?
It's just what he's telling me. You can't rush things. It's not the right. So things happen in divine timing. So
well,
he's just encouraging.
Wasn't that up to God, though?
In divine timing? Correct.
Yeah.
Things happen in divine timing. Right. So you may not understand right now why. There's definitely, certainly frustration, but there's a reason, and sometimes other people aren't ready. So he's saying this person that you're supposed to be meeting, that you will be meeting, that he's saying, think, they may not be ready right now. This may not be the right time for them. They may not be ready. Patient, your time will come. Be optimistic.
Okay. Well, why don't you also ask your guides and your guardian angels to nudge this person toward you? And Eric, can you help too?
Absolutely. Call in the help. Call in the help.
Call
talk
in
to
help.
Me. Talk
I'm
to
ready.
Your angels. Call
I
in the help.
I've asked them.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And remember,
there definitely is.
Are tough. Expectations
yeah.
are very, it's a very dense energy that makes it very hard to break through. So just open your heart and hope for the best.
It already is, but if it doesn't happen soon, I give up. I just go old alone.
Well, you can't give up now, he says. You can't just give up. That's not the way to be, he's saying.
No.
Well, who wants a person who can see you once a week and is too busy and then is going to have health problems? I don't want that. I want to live.
Of course.
That's not necessarily
total
agreement.
I
all
see
right.
it coming. You'll understand. You will understand. It's just going to take some time. And you have to think, again, divine timing. You may be ready, but this other person may not be ready quite yet. Okay?
Well, hurry that person up.
I know. My sister's 59, and she's living with a 40-year-old cute boyfriend, and I can't even get a 66-year-old to take me on a date. So let's go figure.
You can. I promise you can, and it will be worth the wait. I promise you. I promise you.
Absolutely. Just keep asking for help.
Keep your head up.
And open your heart to all possibilities. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Oh, she sounds just so. Everyone needs love. Got somebody from the 415 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. This is Ann.
Hi, Ann. Where are you calling
Hello.
From?
I'm calling from New Mexico.
Okay, great. So, Anne, how can we help you?
Any message that Eric has for starting new things in the new year?
All right, Eric. And I'm sorry, can you remind, what was your, you said Anne?
Anne from New Mexico.
Yeah.
So he goes directly to healing. So I don't know if that's been something that's been on your mind, but that, and it's more about, so there's different types of healing, right? Energetically and then physically. He's talking about the ability to restore our health and wholeness by consciously, I'm going off of what he's saying, consciously using information that comes to us through our senses, and harmonizing everything accordingly. So he's just saying focus on healing and relating that to your health in general,
well,
restoration.
What specific practical advice, Eric?
He's like, I'm telling you, working on focusing on the healing, and it has to do with health. So to me, he's showing me different pictures, but I see just doing things that you may enjoy doing. Go out and do things that you don't always do, as it relates to health. Also, energetically, you can get into some things, even if you're not totally used to it. Think about getting into things to help energetically, but it's all around healing.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got this.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, let me see here. We have, I lost my place. Sorry about that. Somebody from the 321 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I'm Shannon from Florida.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Alyssa. How are you? Hi, Eric. I didn't get the first part, but who's the medium that's on tonight?
Amanda.
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to hear from my mom and my kid's father, my husband. Just to see if they have any advice for me.
Can you tell the names of those two people?
My mom's Teresa, and then Jason.
Okay. All right, let's start with Teresa, her mom.
Okay. Now, with Eric, things come through super clear for me. When I have others come in, it comes in kind of like symbols and things like that. So let me see what I can get, what kind of message Mom, Teresa, do you want
maybe
to give?
Eric can just take it and give it to you, the message.
Okay. So the message so what they're showing me, they give me the word compassion, both of them together. Now I'm trying to depict what they're trying to say with compassion. So words for me, please. There may be a situation going on in your life right now, and it may be difficult for you right now, but they're saying to look at it from a place of compassion. Unconditional love is what they're saying. Can flow from source, right, creator, God, whatever you want to call that, through our heart and into the world. So whatever, there's some sort of situation that they're talking about going on in your life, and take it from a different perspective, a perspective of compassion.
My daughter.
Okay.
Marissa.
Yeah, so she's talking about compassion with that.
Okay.
And that's hard. It's hard with supporting the ability to stand by others without judgment and things like that, but definitely watching over that situation, definitely, guiding and helping you through that. So talk to her, talk to your angels, ask for assistance with that, definitely from a place of compassion and understanding on the other side.
Okay.
What about trying to fix the person?
That's not your job. That's not your job. He says that's not your job. Eric's saying not your job.
Okay. I had gotten that mini mediumship, and I don't know what to look for like signs and stuff, and I haven't I don't know what to do to kind of get it going.
Well, one thing you need to do is practice. With my granddaughter, I'll say think of a number from 1 to 10, and give it to me. Have Eric actually take that number and hand it over to me. And things like that can be quite helpful.
Okay. I tried it with my son, but I just...
Yeah.
You can do it on your own. So you can get cards. So talking to Eric and I, when we just want to play and have fun and not be so serious, we'll use Oracle cards if you want to start out with Oracle cards. Tarot's a little more advanced. You can get a pendulum. A lot of the mediums I do as well have different group classes just group classes that are that can be fun for you, or mm-hmm. classes that are even more in depth. So any of the mediums, use your intuitive abilities. We all have them. Get involved more. Get involved. Throw yourself into it if that's what you want to do.
Okay.
So it's probably there. It's just that it takes practice.
Right.
Utilize
that. So much going on.
Chakra, the open third eye, the decalcified pineal gland, all that kind of stuff.
We're all born with it. It's a muscle. It's a muscle.
Yeah.
You just have to work it.
Okay. Can you just tell my mom and them I love them, Jason?
Oh, they hear you.
There's so much love there. There's so much love there. There and everything you're going through, they're there with you, 100%.
Thank
you. Of course. All right,
okay.
Shannon.
Thank you very much. Have a great night. Thank you, guys.
You too.
Okay. We have somebody from the 928 area code. Hi there. How you doing? Are you there? Oops. Wait. Did I mess up? Oh, no. I didn't do it right. Okay. It didn't click on.
Hi.
928 area code. Sorry about that. I clicked, but it didn't do anything.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good,
I'm good.
And so
you're what's your name?
My name's Denise. I'm calling from Arizona.
Perfect.
All right,
what you got for Eric?
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask what type of scalar work would benefit me?
Okay, a little backstory. She has not had any scalar services, right? But she has
right.
a thyroid problem. But her doctor is, you know, she has hypothyroidism. Nobody's checked her autoantibodies. So does she need to go the Western medicine route first? Or, I mean, what should she do? I mean, there's so many possibilities. If it's autoimmune, the autoimmune relief, the main service, microbiome.
Okay, let's go one by one, Eric, because I'm not as familiar with it. But right when you talked about scalar work, he jumped up. He's walking around. He's like back and forth a lot. But so go one by one, Mom, for me.
All right. What about just
Amanda.
Sticking with Western medicine? Would that do it for her?
He's pushing the scalar work. Genuinely, he's pushing the scalar work. He's like really pushing it.
Okay, well, I'm a big believer in doing as little as possible scalar-wise, but what would you start out with, have her start out with, Eric? I mean, does she need the main service, or can she skip that? Because
she needs
that
main service.
The energy
does
repair.
Does she need the main service? No. Is there something else? Like the words, he's not giving me the words on it. He's saying, Mom,
okay.
Lift it off for me.
Okay, there's hormone optimization. This is what I'm thinking of, and maybe it's none of these. The microbiome optimization, which also helps.
Is that the gut thing?
Yeah, gut dysbiosis.
Because it shows me something with the stomach area.
Okay, that's microbiome optimization, which helps so many physical, mental, and emotional issues. And,
yeah,
know.
It's the gut. He's like, yeah, he's shown me like stomach area. I don't know all the words, but something with the gut.
Okay. Well, Denise, I sent you a thing about the diseases that are related to, you know,
yeah.
bad gut health. It's super important that you look at that and you know, ruminate on it for a while, okay?
Okay, I will definitely
sure
do that. Thank you so much.
Sure would love to have more information from your doctor. It would really help.
Yeah,
always want to talk to your doctor, but he definitely is saying that this will definitely help you, 100%.
But I'm thinking
oh,
that, but adding something about autoimmunity to the script, you know, just in case. So, but it would be nice to
yeah.
know her answer.
Right.
All right.
I work for
yeah.
a doctor also, and he would order whatever labs I would ask him to. I would just need to know if you could maybe email me what labs would help. He would order them.
Okay. Well, there's so many thyroid antibodies, but you should have them check the ones that are related to Hashimoto's, because that is the
okay.
most common. But there's the anti-parietal cell antibody. No, that's something different. Sorry. There is, I'm thinking of something different. And there's Graves' disease, which is caused by the lat. But, you know, I don't know if you have that or not. But the most common three thyroid antibodies are the, thyroglobulin antibody. And, well, you can email me and I'll explain more. But thyroid peroxidase antibody is one. Yeah, those are probably the most common. And thyroid stimulating antibody is more common with Graves' disease. But the thyroglobulin antibody test is one of the most important. And, yeah, so if you want to email me and get more information, that's fine. But he probably already knows all this, right?
Yeah, he's an internal medicine doctor, so he'll probably
oh
well, he's
God,
actually a nephrologist.
He will know, okay?
Okay. All right, sounds good. Thank you guys very much.
So maybe get that before ordering anything, just in case. I would want to add as much to the script and the scalar field as possible.
Okay, I can do that.
That's awesome, Denise. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
My deceased sister's name, Denise. Okay.
That's going to help her a lot.
I hope so. I really do. Okay, so we have the 267 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hey, this is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jessica.
My question is this. I am set to move tomorrow because I've been renting out a room on a weekly basis. And I found this great property, and I spoke to the guy. He's very nice, too. I'm going to meet him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I have such mixed feelings. I don't know if this is, like, fear or, like, I'm just afraid of having a relationship with a landlord again. I'm not talking about intimate relationships. I'm just talking about developing healthy relationships.
Yeah.
So,
can you give the first name? I'm sorry.
John.
Landlord John.
I think it's coming from a fear aspect because he said there's nothing to worry about.
Good.
What about the property itself? Because I think it's amazing, but it's like much smaller than I planned for and more expensive. And it's also a short-term lease that I have. I'm just doing a trial for a month, but I've been bouncing around from different hotels for almost a year now. And I don't know, I think I just have this like fear of, I'm not sure what it is. Like, it's, again, just like having these
Something with your comfort zone. He's saying something with your comfort zone. Saying switch your perception because this would be good. He's saying this would be good.
Well, what is this comfort zone problem coming from? Is it something from this life, another life, or what? Why is she having this anxiety about this?
Is it in this lifetime? Yeah, I mean, have you had issues in the past?
I did. I mean, my lease was over 9 months ago, and then I had a bad experience with how, like, the lady kind of went psycho with her husband and kids.
No wonder.
But I just...
Yeah.
And then I had somebody else that helped me out, too. My realtor helped me, and then he became all controlling, and I was staying at one of his places for a little bit, and it was very controlling and creepy, too, like in my space. So I just, I don't know what is going on or how to clear it up because
he's
I have to make the decision quick.
Yeah, he's saying perception. He's giving me the word perception and comfort zone. He's saying that it would go well, though. So... Try, I know it's easier said than done, but he's saying you have to try and move outside your comfort zone and move things forward. You said you're going to meet this person tomorrow? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to meet him and I'll sign a lease and pay him for the week, just for, you know, a week at a time.
Right. He's making me feel that it's all good. Move forward. It's easier said than done, but you got to move out of that comfort zone and move forward with it. He's giving me good vibes, good energy.
I feel that too. Okay. I think this is going to be very healing for you, healing the trauma you've, you know, felt, you've experienced in the past regarding this kind of issue.
Yeah, I was feeling that during the day, and then I stopped by the property today, and I was like, oh, it's smaller than I wanted. And I was like, this is just temporary.
Perception.
And it's an amazing
again.
Area.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. I was like, it's an amazing area. You love it here. You feel like home here. And the guy's been nice and respectful. But I like tonight I'm waiting for him to send me the lease again for me to review it. And I'm like, this terror. And it's like, what is this?
Yeah, switch how you perceive it.
Fine.
It's past stuff that you just need to clear. You're fine. Mm. This is good for you. Believe it to be true. And again, with the whole perception, with how you feel like it might be too small, like that'll pass. It's going to be good for you. You'll be okay. It'll be great.
Please send healing energy.
100%. Hey, call on your angels. Call on your angels, too. Ask them. Thank them for coming out there. Eric's, of course, always with you. Ask him, you know, when you need help, call on him. He's got you. I got you.
Or I'll put him in
timeout.
Thank you. If he doesn't, he's going to go straight to timeout when I cross over.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Yeah, let us know what happens, okay?
Yes, thank you. It is very cute. It's like a little fairy house. That's what I keep calling it.
Oh my
I was like, gosh, oh, a little fairy.
I love it.
It's going to be good.
It's very like it's very creative. I mean, it's everything that I wanted except for mini me. But
he's like, hey, stop that. Hey, it's all about it's perception.
Yes.
Stop that. It's going to be perfect.
But
me,
I have a house that I raised 5 kids in. I never go upstairs, ever, for many reasons, part of which Eric died up there. But I just use like 10% of my house, seriously. So, I mean, how much do you need?
It's relationship issues for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, this will help heal me. I'm hoping.
Yes.
Actually, I know. I know this is going to be great for her.
It will.
Okay, let me see. Got somebody from the 412 area code. Hey there, how you doing?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Hello, hello. This
is Lori from Presto.
Catch up to Daniel, Lori Manolo. Let me give you a background. She lost her son to leukemia a while back, Jacob, who has been giving her signs.
Yes.
And I think he's working with Eric on maybe learning how to be a spirit guide like Eric. But
Lori,
I don't want to co-opt this call. Go ahead and let Amanda know.
I hate to be the downer call, but I am the downer call. And, you know, my focus was to get through the first holiday without my son.
Oh, no,
and
so
I got through, but I'm just so overcome with sadness. And I just can't, I don't think I'll ever be happy again. I don't even want to get up. I don't know how long I can do this. I just miss him so much. And it's just,
right.
You know, all his friends are going back to college and he died. And it's just,
right.
I don't know. It's too hard.
Right.
I understand.
There's so much love there and so much compassion there. And Eric's like, Mom knows this. Mom knows this. And she feels this to her core. And there's a lot of encouragement all around. He's all around. He's always going to be there with you.
I know.
And that goes without saying. They're like, you can tell her this. She already knows. One suggestion that they're giving me is like, and you may already be doing this, but I feel like there's some other group that you're meant to find, some sort of grief group for women is what they're talking about. That's going to be really helpful for you to connect you with others, to be able to connect
I
that way.
One
I don't
grief
know if
group.
That's it, though, because they're saying that
it's
that,
not.
Right, they're saying
because
that you,
it wasn't good. It was like a competition
right.
who had the worst story.
That's
and
not how
it's exactly, oh, my God. I've been to a group like that, and I ended up getting depressed and feeling like I needed to help them. So, yes.
Right.
I didn't go back. I couldn't take it.
Yeah. No,
so ask them.
Yeah.
Ask your angels for assistance. Thank your angels for assistance. Remind you that they're connected with you. You can ask your son as well. Mm. Ask for guidance in finding a grief group. That wasn't it.
Okay.
There is one out there for you, and it's going to be so helpful to you, and you're going to gain some beautiful friendships from this. Amanda speaking, there's no words that I can say or even convey that they're telling me other than I'm so sorry, and I am sending you so much love and healing energy.
Thank you.
But they're with you. They are helping you on the other side. It's just, it takes time. And again, Eric saying, Mom knows this. Mom knows how it is.
I know.
I'm always honest with you, Lori, right? I'm always honest with you.
I know, yes.
And, you know, it is very hard. And I will tell you categorically, well, first of all, two things. Grief is the price we pay for love, and you know that.
Right. Yes.
But secondly, I don't think I will ever be completely whole, okay?
Right.
It's a mama thing.
That.
The umbilical cord stretches and stretches and stretches, but it never breaks.
Right.
And this is a testament to a mother's love for her child.
Yes.
Your love for Jacob and my love for Eric. It's
a family.
And so maybe she has a perspective to being grateful that you have that love, that deep, sacred, maternal love for your child. And instead of
I do try to be grateful
on the
for the time I have.
Maybe you need some help with PTSD, like EMDR or something like that.
Yeah.
I gave you sohappy.org, I don't know if you did that or not.
Right. I'm starting with I got some names of therapists from the therapist, his sister, my daughter is doing. So I'm starting with that, and they do all those things. But is there a message from Jacob real quick before?
Infinite love. And as soon as you started talking, there was that energy just all around you, just wrapping you in a hug. Like there's just so much infinite love. It's so hard to realize this right now. This was the path. It doesn't make it any easier because we don't realize like heaven, the other side, that's home. And that's, that's our home.
Mm-hmm.
This is not necessarily home. So he's happy. He almost didn't want me to say how happy, like he is happy, but he misses you.
I'm
he loves you so
happy.
Much. He's always with you. And he wants you to be happy. He wants you to be okay. He wants you to be okay.
Yeah.
So keep fighting, Mom. Keep looking.
Yeah.
Keep searching for signs. I'm going to help you find a group.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you to all of you. I don't know what I'd do without you, Elisa.
I'm sending you so much love. And Eric and I, we're going to do some Reiki healing later after the show, too, for you, okay?
All right. But thank you so much.
Fresno, Pennsylvania. Lori Manolo.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, Lori, I always got your back, girl, okay?
I know. Bye-bye.
The blind leading the blind, right?
Right.
We'll get there. Get there.
That love is intense. Like, that had me in tears almost.
Yeah.
So much love.
I know. Oh, my goodness. All right, we have somebody from the 651 area code. Hi,
this is
doing?
Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. How you doing?
Good. Forgive me if I've asked this already. I've been calling in to some different shows. But I was wondering if...
I'm old. I don't remember anything anyway. Christiana, where are you calling from, sweetie? What town?
Minnesota.
Okay. Oh, my God. You have to watch the Netflix movie called New in Town. It's like Fargo, but without the blood and violence and just the fun. You know, I'm married to a Norwegian, so it just meant so much to me. But New in Town is great. Renelle Zellweger, who is actually Sami, which is kind of cool. But anyway, okay, sorry, Christiana.
Okay. No, that's fine. I was just wondering if you see anything that's like positive things coming for me this year.
Anything positive this year? Well, yes. That's big, though. Before you called in, I don't know if it's for you or someone coming up next, but he's talking about movement, like moving. Is that something that's possible? It may not be. I still hear him chattering.
Like exercise or actually moving somewhere?
Like actual, he's talking about actual moving, like actual movement may be a possibility.
Yeah.
Does that resonate?
Well, I do plan on moving out and getting my own place sometime this year.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Because right when you called in, he's like, movement, moving. Let's see here.
Listen, her voice is so cute. I know Eric is crushing on her. Are you crushing on her?
He's just laughing. He's
just
laughing.
He loves beautiful women. He just does.
He's such a...
A flirt. I know. I'm sorry.
I filter some of it. I really do filter some of it. I probably should, but
happy?
I do.
Go ahead.
He makes me blush, Elisa. It makes me blush. We're getting there. We're slowly getting there.
Yeah,
eventually it's
okay.
Going to be unfiltered.
I'm feeling this Eric connection with Christiana somehow.
Yeah, he's talking about, like, progress. It's all about fresh starts, doorways opening. He's talking about spiritual growth, too. So it's all about brand new beginnings for you, and I do see moving being a thing for you, and I see it looking good. That's what he's talking about.
Awesome. That's great to hear.
Any
Absolutely.
Practical advice
Thank you.
About the move, anywhere she should look, anything she should avoid, anything? Or
I'm not really – He's not telling me that, but it directly saying new beginning. So not something, is it like, is this your first time? Or is it like a brand new,
no.
It's something with it being brand, like a new beginning, like a fresh start. So that's what he's saying.
Well, it would be a fresh start, but I have lived on my own before in
okay.
the past,
well,
but it is a fresh start.
All right. Eric,
sure.
Can you guide her to the right place? The happy place, please. And, of course, call on your guides and your guardian angel as well. Okay?
You bet. You bet. 100%. You're like,
awesome.
I got this.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Eric.
Okay, thank you.
So
you're welcome. Good luck.
So,
it's going to be great.
And very chivalrous boy. All right, we got somebody from the 715 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good.
My name is Nancy from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay, good.
And I have
you
a question.
Like that movie too. You would like that movie too. You would like that movie
yeah.
too. You would love it, I think.
Well, my mom is 88 years old, and she's on hospice. And I took her Eric's book and your book to read to her because she was raised Catholic, and she enjoyed the first day that I was reading, and she wanted me to read more. And then the second day she says, I don't really believe that, because again,
yeah.
she was raised hardcore Catholic. And I said,
yes.
That's okay, just consider it.
See,
and my question is, did some of this kind of stick make her consider, like, there's more of a possibility than just heaven, hell, and, you know, purgatory.
Yeah.
Like,
no
and I told her that many times. Mom, I said, there is, like you guys have said, there, and I believe that, there is no hell. It's like whatever you experienced on earth and whatever good you did and whatever bad you will experience, it won't be terrible, but you'll feel what you made other people feel in their lives.
Oh, my God, you are so right. But you know the Vatican has actually admitted that there's no hell, right? Maybe
well,
she know that.
I believe that. I'm trying to get her to believe that just because she was
yeah.
raised so Catholic. And
hey, my great uncle was Cardinal of Spain, so I understand.
I just want to know when she crosses over that she'll – be okay. I don't even want to say that. I know she'll be okay. I just want her to cross over in her head that she'll be, because she's afraid. She's afraid. Heaven, hell, purgatory. There's more to it than that. So that's all I want to know.
so yeah, he's talking about the book and he's like, Hell yeah, she liked the. He's just talking up the book, of course.
Yes,
very proud of that.
Book.
As he should. It's fantastic. Yes. So her crossing, he's saying that she's going to be met by loved ones. That's going to help guide her through.
Yes.
I mean, and as you know, there's no hell. So that fear, her fear aspect, it's going to be taken away because she's going to have loved ones on the other side guiding her and protecting her. That God energy, Eric talks to me about, like, the God energy will interact. He's showing me, like, just completely surrounding her. And when you're in that, it's this place, it's euphoric. It's nothing like we can ever even imagine. And so you're just going to feel infinitely loved, accepted, cherished, and it's going to be home. She's going to feel like home. So she'll be guided. He's saying lots of people have this this fear aspect and things like that. Just know it to be true. She's going to be well taken care of. He's saying she's going to be well taken care of. She will not be in any place of fear or anything like that. They're looking out for her.
Well, here's
good,
my
because
question.
I just
how can we get her to not be afraid until that point? Because I don't want her to suffer until she's transition.
He's saying she's pretty set in her ways, so I don't know if that's the case or not, but he's saying she's pretty set in her ways. So he's saying basically how it's going to be is when it's her time to cross, they're going to show up, she's going to see them, and she's going to get that God energy around her where she feels completely loved, cherished, taken care of. So pretty set in her ways here on this earthly plane, he says, but when it's her time to cross, she will not be fearful.
I just have to say with Alisa and Eric and everybody that those books I have sent to many, many people.
And have said,
I don't know if you believe in this, but just consider, you know, consider. Mm-hmm. And I just said it's helped many, many people. That's all I can tell you. And I just wanted to just to make sure that you knew that it was making a huge difference in a lot of people's lives.
I didn't know
and,
that.
Well,
I don't
now
know
you do.
It does.
Wow.
And Eric says, thank
God.
You. And then Eric's also saying, my mom is a badass. And he's just like,
she
he's just being all he's
I
like hype. He's
that.
Like hyping her. You need to believe it. Believe it, Mom.
Yes.
You're a badass.
You are a badass. I love it.
You are a light worker by spreading this all to other people. Now, I will have to say, honestly, that Eric's book is much better than the one I wrote because it's just amazing. It really helped to heal me so much. The first couple of three chapters were very hard, but after that, it really was healing for me, and I'm hoping it heals others too.
Well, I do have to say
when
I'm reading it to her and I'm saying dropping the F bomb, I'm like, sorry, Mom, but she was okay with that. So it's all
right.
It's all good.
Right.
I feel sorry for the narrator that did the audio.
No, I love it.
Oh.
It's like, love it. I love it. So, okay. Thank you so much.
You
love you guys.
And sending prayers and healing energies to your mama. What's her first name?
Thank you. Phyllis.
What's her first name? What's your first name?
Phyllis.
Okay. I'm going to put it on my note card next to my bed, people I pray for every night. Phyllis.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, thanks. Love you.
Thank you. My God, what an awesome daughter. Oh, 100%. Jesus. Okay, 651 area code. Have we talked to you already? Hi there.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Amanda.
Hey,
hello.
Have we? No. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. And Alisa, I have seen that movie and I loved it. It was great.
Oh, good. It's so cute.
I've got to write it down. I've got to put it on my list.
New in town. My husband is so Norwegian, so it just rang. You know, Fargo was hilarious, but just had that wood chipper thing. Oh, I don't know about that. All right, girl, how can we help you?
Well, I promised my mother and my aunt that I would get a message from my grandfather who crossed over in 2004. His name was Thomas Armstrong, or Tommy, Grandpa Tommy. Does Eric want to interpret? Do you have a message from my Grandpa Tommy?
Yeah, we can try. It might be more
lie?
Like.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Doesn't matter.
Go ahead. What was that?
Do you need to know where he died, Amanda?
It would always help. It's harder to connect right away with ones that I don't talk to all the time, but Eric can assist. So where did he die?
Yeah, he passed away in hospice in Minnesota.
Tommy.
Oh, yeah, Minnesota. Yeah.
Okay.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Hope you don't like lutefisk.
We were forced to
you
eat
said it's
it on
been
Christmas
a little
morning
while,
or
though?
Oh, yeah, 2004.
Okay, because he's talking about transition. But when I'm thinking about transition, I think about, like, kind of currently. He's talking about learning, and I don't know if he's talking about his transition, but he's talking about for who it, maybe not for you. There were two others you had mentioned as well, but he's just talking about surrendering to the process and learning to let go, that things are ever changing, allowing transitions to occur with ease and grace. So I don't think it's directly for you, but
well,
the,
let's talk about the three names. Your name is, I can't remember.
My name is Addie.
Addie. Okay, yep. I didn't know that. All right, and the two other people that are interested in this, your
my mom is Debbie.
Debbie.
And my aunt
Debbie.
Is Jane. And Jane.
Okay,
I feel
so,
like that. So he's saying Debbie. I'm getting something with Debbie, with transition, letting things flow, allowing things to move on and occur with ease and grace. So I don't know what that relates to, but that's the message that he has. Obviously, there's
Debbie.
So,
in this
bed?
Is she stuck?
Yeah, she was diagnosed with. That makes sense. She was diagnosed with cervical cancer in August, and she starts chemo and radiation this month.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that makes total sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Just
thank you for
things
that.
Change. Yeah. Ever changing. Just kind of, and that's hard. That's, to me, that's a little harsh, but again, it can be lost in translation a little bit, but it's all about just transition and, just letting things flow, letting things go, letting things flow, and let it just happen with ease and grace, and they're there to support. There's so much love on the other side, of course, in this, and he's very close at this time with this, with Debbie.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Well, is there
that's
anything
wonderful.
We can do? Like we cured Michelle Gray's husband of prostate cancer with a microbiome optimization. Is there anything we can do, or is this a spiritual contract that cannot
this
be revoked?
Everything is happening as it should, and just continue with this trajectory and pass this message along. He wants this passed along.
I will.
Wait, what
I
about
definitely
low
will.
Dose?
Thank you so much.
What about low dose naltrexone? That's a big
low dose naltrexone.
A big anti-tumor effects.
In this case, he's not making me feel anything. In this case,
okay.
Of any of that right now.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, can you check back with us just in case? You know,
please.
Yes, I will. Absolutely. Thank
nice
you
to meet
so
you.
Much for everything that you do. Thank you. Nice to meet you too.
The doctor and me just wants to save
you. You want to help? You want to fix?
Oh my God, it's so hard.
Everything's going as it should. Everything's going as it should.
I know. All right, we got somebody from the 443 area code.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi. Great show. Denise from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Denise.
I was going to – hi. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Oh, me too.
I think, God, what a haul.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask, what is the purpose of my chronic insomnia, and is it a soul contract?
Oh, woof. He's like, oh, woof. Sorry, did I just say that? He's like, oh, woof.
Yep.
Okay, chronic insomnia. Can you repeat your question? Because he's kind of chattering a little bit.
Sure.
What's
chronic
insomnia?
What
is insomnia? Yeah.
The purpose of my chronic insomnia, is it a soul contract? I have another question because I had a scalar treatment for it.
You did have a scalar treatment for it?
Yeah, and I didn't know when it was. Yeah, go ahead.
So he goes to the heart, and he's talking about, okay, so I don't know how this relates, but he gives me the word realization, and he's saying something around the heart, heart-centered truth, and I don't know what that has to do with, and he's saying to go ahead and talk about this. You can go ahead and talk about the scalar real quick.
Okay. Yeah, so I had the scalar treatment, and I checked in around, you know, maybe 3 weeks later, and I realized that it had been done 2 weeks earlier. And I had this really great week of joy, and I started yawning more, like I was prepping to sleep. But I am also taking cannabis oils to sleep, and I don't know when to get off it. Like, I tried getting off of it. So, like, it's kind of mixed up inside of that, too.
Right.
Well, let me tell you a backstory. This one client, Sonia B., oh, I just love her. She has had an awful time sleeping, and I did the sleep optimization insomnia thing on her, and then it didn't work, so I did it again for free, and I did it again for free. But then I did the microbiome optimization, and she emailed me saying, I slept like a child for the first time, and my bowels completely eliminated for the first time, too. So, I don't know, but that is a possibility, but I don't know. Let Eric guide you, because what do
I know? Yeah, so self-awareness, he's saying become more self-aware with this. Are you tracking your nightly stuff? Are you tracking this?
I have many times, like, did sleep restriction therapy and tracked it, even with a watch on and stuff. Yeah, I've gone through a lot of
like
tracking.
Like, lately, have you been tracking? Like,
no, like, how
talking about,
how,
okay. But anyways, he's going back to the heart. So something with the heart, he's going back to the heart.
Well, where is it coming from? Is it coming from another life? Is it coming from the present life? And what are the practical steps that are needed to get her sleeping soundly?
He's talking about it having to do with your energy. And again, he's showing me it going back to the heart. Past life stuff, not really the case. Here's what he's trying to indicate. But it has to do with energy. Is there anything that you do around the heart area? I know, like, Reiki, he's talking about Reiki. He's relating to me, like, the stuff that I do with angelic Reiki. But you can use any sort of energy work, but there's some stuff in the heart area. And remember, it's all about mind, body, and spirit as well, like all of them working in unison. So energy stuff in the heart area is pretty – he's using some curse words, but it's pretty damn, it's pretty heavy. It's pretty darn heavy in the heart area, and that's causing issues.
Yeah.
All
right.
And that's from this life.
This lifetime, yeah.
Go ahead.
Right now. Right now. With stuff going on with her.
A practical step. Step one for her. What can she
energy
do?
Work. Energy work.
Okay. With like Reiki.
Sure.
With him. Eric, who do you want her to seek help with? I mean, Veronica does emotion code. I mean, Courtney, there's Denise Ramon, there's you, et cetera. Who do you want to guide her to?
Go with what you feel is best. Go with who you feel. Check everybody out. See what will work best for you. I feel like Reiki energy, I do, like I said, I do angelic Reiki, but Amanda speaking, I get super uncomfortable like promoting myself. So I would say please, like, look at everybody. Everyone has something really special that they offer, and everyone is very unique and has their own skill set. So take a look at everybody and listen for guidance on who to go with. You can even find someone local to you.
I'll
Reiki,
definitely do that. Thank you.
Reiki's going to help. You're welcome.
Elisa, I just want you to know that I had a mammogram during the scalar time, and it came out really abnormal. So it's the first time ever in my 65 years. I went back on the 30th, and it was totally clear. But that was during the scalar treatment. And I have no idea if I had breast cancer and it was, you know, healed by the scalar, or if it was just an abnormal.
No, it certainly could be. Now, listen, what I want you to do is email me with a photo of yourself. I would like to pay Michelle Gray to read your energy.
Aww.
No, I do. I need to do this, okay?
Aww,
and don't say no, okay? Because we got to figure out what's blocking the scalar work for you, okay, sweetie? I'm not in this
thank
for
you so much.
You know that, right? Okay.
Thank you. You're an angel. And thank you, Eric and Amanda.
You're very welcome. Yeah.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye. There's nothing worse than not being able to sleep.
Right.
Okay. I had that problem with my pregnancies. All right. 714 area code. Hi there. How you doing? So there you go. Who are we speaking with?
Julie.
Hi, Julie. What you got for us?
Hi. How you doing?
We're doing good. Where are you calling from, Julie?
California.
All right. And what would you like us to help you with? Most notably, Eric, of course.
Oh, I was wondering, in the near future, am I going to be living with my aunt?
In the near future, are you going to be able to do what with your aunt?
Be living with my aunt.
Your ex or your aunt? Auntie or ex?
My aunt. Ex.
E-X.
My aunt, A-U-N-T.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, got it. There's a little feedback, sorry. So, Eric, what do you think?
His general answer is he gives me a yes. Now, if we want to get more specific, all he's saying right now is yes. Are you wanting, like, timeline? Does this – or what else? Do you have additional questions? Because he says yes.
Oh, because I am homeless right now, so I was just wondering.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's definitely saying yes to that. Is there – he just keeps giving me yes, so push it forward. Push it forward. That will be who you are meant to – who you will be living with 100%. Big yes.
Is it going to go – is it good? Is it going to go well?
Yes. Huh? Yes, it's necessary.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And everybody sends prayers and healing energy to her because nobody deserves to be homeless, you know?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, right away, though, it was a huge yes, huge yes. So get that going.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, we only have 2 minutes, so let's see if somebody can give us a quick one. 209 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
I'm good. This is Stacy from California.
Stacy from California. Go ahead.
I just want to know if one of the men in my life is going to be my next relationship.
Are any of the men in your life, in her life, you said Stacy?
Yes.
Any of the men in her life going to be someone in the future? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. He's telling me no. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but what?
What's your last initial?
No, that's a good thing.
Oh, okay, good, because you said no, and I always get really nervous when he does that, but he says no.
Okay, how can she meet her one and only love? What does she do?
Hey, just have patience, just like earlier. Just have patience. Be positive. Be good energy. Good energy. Be positive. It'll happen for you. But the ones currently are not the right, not right for you. Not right for
you. All
right.
Eric, you help her, okay, baby?
You got it.
All right. I think we need to close up the show before we run into the next one. Thank you, Amanda. You were awesome. Amanda Holderness.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Holderness.com, which is in the description box. And thank you, Eric. You know I love you so much. I miss you so much.
He loves you so much. You are a rock star mom, and you need to remember that. You got to remember that.
Okay, you should talk to my husband and my kids. They know all my flaws. Thank God. All right, I love you all, and be sure you share this with others, especially those in pain. I love you all.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.